a pope.
Mr. President, then you haven't met April Ryan.
In for the vacationing, Roland Martin.
I love it.
From Baltimore, Morgan State's own, the White House correspondent for American Urban Radio Network. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Give it up.
April Ryan, good morning.
Miss Dynamite.
Good morning, everyone. Well, yesterday it was all about that white smoke coming out of the Vatican chimney and then the appearance of the new pope. Well, the Roman Catholic Church has its new pope. 76-year-old Jorge Bergoglio is now Pope Francis I. Joining us this morning to find out more about the new pope is the mavericky pastor of St. Sabina's Church in Chicago, Father Michael Flager. Good morning, Father.
Good morning, April. How you doing?
I'm fine.
Dan, how you doing?
Hey, Father Flager, how you doing, man?
I am great, man.
Well, Father, we understand you're doing some great work over there in Chicago. But before we get into all your work, Pope Francis donned his papal vestments yesterday, but before he became pope, he was an Argentinian pastor who would catch public transportation and lived in a flat. He wasn't in a cardinal's mansion, and he also cooked his own meals. And those who knew him say he's down to earth and he's for the people. How important is this for the Catholic Church to focus on minority parishioners, particularly Hispanic and those of African descent like yours and your very own church?
Well, I think that's real important. I'm so encouraged that they had the courage to choose somebody who is very simplistic, who's very humble, but also has a long track record on being a voice for the poor. I think, you know, in a church that sometimes is so known. I mean, you've watched the last 2 weeks and all the news, and you see all the opulence of Rome, and you see the Vatican and the Michelangelos, and you see all this drama and all these robes, and here's a guy that comes out and says, I want a wooden cross, I like riding the bus, I like cooking my own meals, and we need to be more concerned about the poor. And, of course, he's a Jesuit, which has a long track record of being an order that's committed to justice in their order and in the world. So I am very encouraged that a voice like that needs to be sitting in the chair of St. Peter and raise those issues in a world where poverty is so great and injustice and war are so real. I'm encouraged that this guy's going to come out and be a voice that we need in the church for a long time.
So as the Bible says, the least of these, he will be a proponent for the least of these around the world.
Absolutely. And I think that his experiences and his lifestyle, you know, of humility and humbleness and his track record in Argentina has been to really challenge the priests there to be concerned about the least and to be concerned about the poor. And he's also been that at some of the bishops' meetings over the last number of years. He's always been one that's talked about justice issues. So I think that voice sitting at the top hopefully is going to shake the church up some, give it some new direction, and bring up its values that used to be foundational to us and foundational in the world. But across the world, we don't hear much about the poor. We don't hear much about the least. And I think he's going to be, raise some issues and cause us to wrestle with some stuff that have been ignored for
too
long.
You think that elephant in the room is going to be addressed?
Pardon me? Mm.
The elephant in the room?
Well,
sex scandals.
I don't know how he cannot. First of all, maybe he's going to read that report that they come up with that nobody read. I hope he comes out. I was real aware. I said the elephant was going to really be addressed if the butler came out and he was the new pope.
Mm. Oh my goodness.
If the butler came out, then there was a whole lot in the room. But I think that his track record is that he's going to address issues that have been forgotten. And he has a very good track record in Argentina. People who've been with him there say this man is strong, he's bold, he's humble, but he is not at all afraid of tackling the hard issues.
But how do you think he will address those sex scandals? Because a lot of those issues were left over from the Pope Emeritus now.
Well, I think that he's got to come in realizing that the previous Holy Father not only didn't tackle them, he avoided them, he ran from them. And, I mean, making some statements during the years, you know, was not good enough when you're not doing anything to really make sure across the world that this issue is not going to be covered up anymore and not going to be ignored anymore. So I think he has no choice. I think whoever came in, unless you got somebody who was right from Rome or Italy. I think this is a bold move, taking a person from Latin America, taking some person who has a whole different outlook on what his ministry has been. Yeah. I think he's going to come in and be very strong.
Father Flager, one last question.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I ask Father Clemens, my other favorite priest.
Yes, sir.
He was on a couple of weeks ago talking to Roland, and I saw the HBO special dealing with the sex scandals in the church. Have you seen it?
Oh, I've heard of Mea Culpa.
Yeah.
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 And I asked Father Clemens, had he seen it? He said yes, but he said he didn't believe any of it.
Hmm. I don't know. I love George, but I'm not so sure.
I do too. And when he said that, my mouth just fell open. He said I didn't see it. I don't believe it.
Well, I'd like to not believe it, but to be honest, Tom, I think that the church has operated with an arrogance for a long time that kind of says, hey, don't challenge us, don't question us. And in the desire to keep that arrogance and to kind of keep that, that kind of we're okay and we're fine and don't touch us, don't look at us, that a lot has gone uncovered, a lot has gone ignored. And I think the world has come to the Catholic Church's door for the last 20 years to say, you know what, you're going to deal with this. And I think that this Pope is going to force the Church from the beginning of his papacy to do that, to say, this is over. We're going to take a chapter of this book and close it because we're going to deal with it head on.
Do you have a sense of how close the Cardinal Turkson came to being
good question,
elected
Sybil.
Pope?
How
close he came to being chosen as Pope?
No. You know, anything that's as quiet as only you can find a will, you know, white snow. Ain't no texting, ain't no email, ain't nobody was tweeting it. And I looked at the white smoke real clear, and there was no numbers in it.
Oh, my goodness.
So I think we have to say that he, it took, what, four or five votes?
Five votes.
I think it took a while, but I really think that the guys in that room saw that the church really needs a shift. That's my hope and my belief, that they were convicted that we need something really different, and I think this may be the guy who can do it. I look forward to what he brings.
All right,
is there
Father
a possibility
Flager.
In the future? Is there a possibility in the future that we could
pope?
Have a... Yes.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there's been African popes before.
Yeah, we did
that. Yeah, we had three. Yeah.
Exactly, and I'm praying that, that you know, this is opening a new door. When you come to the Americas, I'm hoping that this guy's going to set a pace, and he is 76, so we may not have to wait too long.
From the south side of Chicago, Father Flager, St. Sabinus Church. Good job, April.
Take care, Tom.
All right.
Thank you, Father. Peace be with you.
Peace be with you. Thank you. Bye-bye.